Welcome to Any Questions. This is Mike Nothnagel, and I'm usually the resident quizzer, but this week Ian is going to ask me some questions. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Mike. Can't wait to put you on the hot seat, but first we have to clarify last week's challenge.
Yes, I said think of a six-letter word starting with E associated with a famous code-breaking event in history. Change one letter to an R and rearrange the result to get another word associated with that event. What are the words?
Well, I'd appreciate it if you can crack that code for me.
Well, the word starting with E is Enigma, as in the Enigma machine they used to crack the codes in World War II. And if you change the I to an R, you can spell German, because we broke the Germans' codes with the Enigma machine.
Eureka. Okay, Mike. On May 31st, 2005, Mark Felt ended decades of speculation by revealing that he was the source known as Deep Throat, who helped guide the Washington Post's Watergate investigative reporting. So today's quiz is all about Watergate.
Didn't we already do this show?
Yeah, this was one of the documents raided in the break-in, this extra quiz. First up, journalist Carl Bernstein, half of the famed reporting duo that uncovered the Watergate plot, authored a 2007 biography called A Woman in Charge, who is the subject of this book.
Hillary Clinton?
Indeed.
Okay.
And we can only assume that there will be an updated version of this book to come at some point.
That's right.
The 2008 film Frost Nixon, which was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, is about the 1977 interviews between David Frost and President Richard Nixon. Who directed this film?
Ron Howard?
Good job.
There we go.
Sticking with movies for number three, which actor portrayed Deep Throat, often seen smoking in the shadows of a parking garage, in the film version of All the President's Men? And if you need a hint, he's also had a long career portraying Mark Twain.
That would be Mr. Hal Holbrook.
Good job.
Thank you.
Watergate journalist Bob Woodward frequently writes about the presidency, but he also authored 1984's Wired about the fast life and early death of which SNL comedian?
John Belushi.
Correct. And finally, back to Watergate journalist Carl Bernstein for this one. Bernstein was married for a few years to which Oscar-winning director and screenwriter who died in 2012?
Nora Ephron?
Good job. Well, Mike went 5 for 5 this week, which means he's not facing impeachment. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions, to see some extra credit questions, or to see this weekly challenge, which is Ian.
Start with the last name of an actor in All the President's Men. If you add 3 letters, you can rearrange to name a key figure in the Watergate affair. Who are these people? So, start with the last name of an actor in All the President's Men, add 3 letters, and rearrange, and you can name a key figure in the Watergate affair. Who are these people? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I can see you're working on the challenge already. We'll get back in these same seats next week.
We'll see you then.